A wolf's ability to see in the dark is superior to almost any animal on the earth. Let me tell you, wolves can see several times better than humans at night. It's like a huge light has been switched on, and suddenly I can see almost as well as I can in the daylight hours. The caveat is that wolves can't see as much colour as humans. Most colours are leached away, leaving vast shades of grey and black. 50 shades of grey, you might say. Only a few prominent colours stick out, like yellow and blue. Luckily, our noses are second to none, so Esme and I put ours to the ground and started to investigate the scent of the dead gargoyle. The foul scent of rotting flesh assaulted our nose and my stomach roiled. If I'd been on two legs, I'd have been vomiting. But Esme was in charge, and she was made of sterner stuff. We swallowed a time or two. For the first time, I wished for a particular vanilla candle that obscured our sense of smell. That is disgusting.
It is not pleasant,
Esme agreed. She focused on the body, discarding the smell of putrefaction and searching for any lingering clues about who or what had done the deed. We smelled wood. It wasn't especially helpful as we weren't far from the woods around our land. I felt excitement thrum through Esme as she mentally rifled through the other scents, discarding those from the other werewolves that lived at the mansion. She was momentarily distracted by the aroma of a hare who had coursed across our grounds, and I pulled her back to the task at hand. Chastened, she focused again on the gargoyle. We followed its smell across our land, all the way to the entrance to our drive. And there we found the site of their ingress. They'd used bolt cutters to cut through the chain-link fence that surrounds the grounds. I made a mental note to arrange for repairs. We ducked through the hole. The undergrowth was thick on the other side, but trampled bush and nettles showed their trail clearly. We followed it all the way to the road, where the gargoyle scent stopped abruptly. We were both disappointed. We'd hoped against hope it would be easier than that. Alas, no dice. The gargoyle had been transported in a vehicle, and the scent of the diesel engine was all that remained. Esme half-heartedly continued down the road, but in a few paces the scent was swallowed up by all the other vehicles that had travelled on the road that day. We couldn't differentiate between who had travelled before or after the dumping. Damn it. We turned tail and headed back inside the fence.
Let's do a perimeter check, Esme suggested.
She was unsettled that our land had been accessed once again by a third party. Not too long ago, some werewolves had trespassed onto our grounds, leapt onto a balcony, and gained access to our residence rooms. Mark Oates had been tortured and killed, and later on Archie Samuel was also attacked. Since then, we put in various security measures, but none of the cameras we placed around the grounds had captured the latest intruders. There was a fine line between securing the property and invading the privacy of the residents who lived there, but we'd have to revisit the issue. Yes, I agreed. Let's go. We spent the next 40 minutes exploring the outer reaches of the estate. By the end of our patrol, we were both reassured that there were no other holes in the perimeter fencing. We were about to return to meet Greg when we heard the front gates of our driveway open. We turned swiftly and headed to the drive to investigate who had arrived. We didn't recognize the black car that rolled up the gates, but it wasn't being stealthy, and the gates must have been buzzed open by someone operating our security hub. Whoever they were, the intruders were visitors. We trotted nosily behind their car. They pulled up outside of the mansion and were met by Greg. Gargoyles.